Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we have to keep saying, like, Jalen Ramsey? I guess he's still on the roster, so you have to. You know, the team told him, stay away, don't come around here. You're building up chemistry and culture and all that stuff. Last thing you want is the guy you're trying to trade to be there.
Well, Mike's had enough.
Yeah.
Mike is.
Whatever that thing he was talking about, he's had enough.
He seems like a patient dude, but yeah, I think that was it yesterday for him.
It's really weird on the Jalen Ramsey, Mike McDaniel. Like, you could see Mike bends over backwards, like, too much, in my opinion, to get along with his guys and make sure everybody's in a happy, happy, joy world. And Jalen Ramsey, like Mike bends over, like, when you weren't happy with defensive coordinators, Jalen Ramsey could run over to the head coach and Mike would, you know, pat him on the back. And it's like, what happened where Jalen Ramsey became such a turd that you want to get rid of a guy who, by the way, you don't go around giving guaranteed money to a guy, and not just guaranteed money, but big guaranteed money to make him one of the highest paid players at his position, and you sour on him less than a year later. And it wasn't his play.
It's a weird league when it comes to good players, man. It really is. The stuff you're willing to overlook for a guy that can play.
And then
look at the Aaron Rodgers thing.
Oh, my God. I mean, he is
such an idiot. Listening to him speak yesterday.
I would love. We don't have any of that stuff. But I do,
if you'd like to. You want to hear some?
Well, I just think he's very entertaining. But the three girlfriends, because everybody's talking about now he's got a wife. And
he does have a wife.
Brittany. Yeah. Is it Brittany?
I don't know. No, I don't think that we know.
No,
who
no,
it
they
is,
have a
we?
Name. They
oh,
have,
we do
a name.
Have a name. Brittany.
But he said he's.
But we don't know who she is exactly.
Kind of learned a lesson because the last three.
listen to this. This is from him yesterday.
I don't need it for my ego. I don't need it to keep playing. A lot of decisions that I've made over my career and life from strictly the ego, even if they turn out well, are always unfulfilling. But the decisions made from the soul are usually pretty fulfilling. So this was a decision that was best for my soul. And I felt like being here with Coach T and the guys that got here and the opportunity here was the best for me, and I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, he's always got a little different spin.
Is that like Jimmy finding his joy? Aaron's like, it's good for my soul.
Wait, he said the ego. He got the ego out of this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Said the ego's gone. And he went soul.
Followed his soul.
Wherever that is.
That's where he goes when he does those cave retreats, right?
Yeah. That's where when he came back out, they found out the team didn't want him anymore. Green Bay told him, while you're in that cave, your ass, we decided we're not going to have you back. But I was 90, and no, we don't care. You don't have to bring the soul percentages to us. We're done. I just think the girl's comments, he does a number on them. Whatever it is, man. I don't know if he sells them like he's the perfect boyfriend, like when they're together, and then all of a sudden he gets away from him and calls him and says, hey, it's over. But we had great sex last night, and it's been so good. Our vacation was so good. You met my family, and now you're done. Yeah, I'm done. Boy, Pittsburgh's in for a real treat, man. Huh? You think Pittsburgh's going to be very good?
I think they'll be right in the hunt,
you
think always are.
Eight, nine,
they're a fringe playoff team. Yeah, you don't think so? That coach always finds a way to have a winning record.
Yeah, I know he does.
He'd be right there.
He, by the way, he has a bad year. He has that 9-8. So,
by the way, the last girl, that Woodley girl, said I felt like I lost my soul, myself, my happiness, my joy. I really understood depression and anxiety, and like complete soul detachment. Adding that she stayed in a quote toxic situation at the time, because empathy kind of kept me in this loop of feeling everything for everyone.
I got to laugh, man. I have no sympathy for people staying in a relationship that... Because he seems like he gets out, he's fine. He moves on and he'll be asked, oh, no, she's a great girl. Great girl.
Crushed this girl. Her best friend said he helped her through that, quote, lowest low of my life.
By the way, did you see what the... was it Danica Patrick? You see what she said?
Yeah, we read those the other day.
She went through her stuff, too. She took a little bit of time to kind of get back. She thought that was the guy. Nothing's private anymore out there, my man. Nothing is private. He's an interesting guy. By the way, you can be his friend, and he finds out something or you said something, he is done. There's no, hey, man, I wish you wouldn't do that. Don't do it again, man. I appreciate it. Know you're my guy, but please don't do that. He just, like, he's done. Like, okay, you did that. You're done. So my favorite story about him is one of his buddies was getting married. So he's going to be in the wedding, and he found out who was going, and including family members, and he called the guy. And he checked out. He said, I'm not going. I'm out. I'm not going. I want to see those people. He is a petty, petty mofo. He really is petty.
By the way, the quote there was, she said, the nature of the relationship was emotionally abusive, so that wore me down to nothing. That was all Danica these, Patrick.
Yeah, all these women who have been successful in their lives have been, like, destroyed. I can't wait to find out what the background. The last three have been celebrities, right? Been actresses and models and race car drivers. I'm wondering about this one. Do you think he tried a different avenue this time? Did he go like he tried a school teacher or maybe a female attorney or something? Or
may have to go listen to this interview at some point. Danica said he leaves a trail of blood. I don't think I'm saying too much, you know, earth-shattering stuff. There's been enough out there. Jeez.
I gotta laugh, man. Oh, God.
It gave me the greatest gift, which was myself, you know, the gift of how much I needed to show up for myself and take care of myself.
Yeah. No, these women, I mean, they left broken heart. I mean, that heart was just beat up, just chopped up. It's incredible. Like, usually it kind of builds up that way where you can see the relationship and, right? You haven't been through it, Woody. You're good, but... Like, you can just kind of see things, you know, going different ways. I'm trying to think how to say these things.
Well, I'd like to think if, you know, things went poorly, I wouldn't do the Aaron Rodgers route, but those are rough quotes, man.
I don't know, but I've never seen a guy get married. Usually
she must be pretty tough, Danica. Right? Was a race car driver?
Yeah, I don't
know. Must be pretty tough, I mean.
I don't know.
That badly destroyed by Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. But he must do something to really, like, God, this is the great boyfriend, because they fall in love with this guy. You know, he comes across as smart and well-rounded, and he's not just about football, because that's always a knock on it. Oh, he's just a jock. Can't talk to him about anything else. Just he and his teammates. And this guy is talking about conspiracies and, you know, all these things and UFOs and well-rounded. And what was that show he was doing, right? Well, then wasn't he doing a game show for a while? He get a game show, he's going to get that. Then he's going to be vice president.
No, he's in Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Then he was going to be he's going to be the vice president of the Independent Party.
Yes, he was
going to do it all. This guy's so well-rounded. and talking politics. And, you know, I mean, just a guy you want to listen to, man, when it comes to politics. He's just.
Somebody said Aaron's ex-girlfriend's opinions about him is exactly how I feel about my relationship with the Dolphins.
Boy,
that stings.
You know, no, it's this has been, for some reason, over the last few years, we have had this feeling before. I'm just in recent years. The Brian Flores stuff wasn't really bad for fans. I think most fans like Brian Flores, right? Would you agree with that? I'm just going back. So Brian Flores is here. Now, not all the stuff on the team, I get it. That was separate and dealing with him, and they didn't like him, and he was too tough on players, and he and Tua did not have a love affair, and it was – but Brian Flores, I think I speak for most fans, thought, because I liked him, thought he was pretty good at what he did, right, and the way he did it, and, you know. And then Mike's first few years, everybody liked everything that was going on. It was fun. We had a blast even when we lost, although we won a bunch of those games. We got some great starts. We had the number one offense 1 year and ton of yards. And Tua, I mean, he absolutely got the best out of Tua. He did. He got Tua to a level that most of you never thought he could get to. But last year, it was tough. There was a lot of stuff. It was just tough. Tyreek stuff, Tua injured for 6 games, no backup quarterback ready to go, basically. It was a lot of tough things. End up 8-9, lose to the Jets at the end of the year. Not that it mattered. 9-8 or 8-9 wouldn't have mattered, but I guess it could have if barely – sitting there watching. I guess I take that back. We're watching Denver Broncos score every time they got the ball in the big screen up in New York. So I guess I was wrong about that. But and I think what they did in the offseason and free agency was disappointing to people that didn't understand the game plan and thought, you know, here we go. Let's go get some players. And
you do sound emotionally ruined.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not ruined.
You're okay.
I just need to see everything once it gets going. No, but this has been a rough off season for me. It has. You know, I thought some things might change a little bit, and we're same. We're gonna do it again, so we'll see. See what it looks like. Hey, Woody, we're gonna go to break here. We got more stuff to get to here this morning. Got a lot more important things like the Panthers tomorrow night. Trying to get one game closer to a Stanley Cup championship for back-to-back years. My God, 2 wins away. Just fantastic stuff going on. So many great stories, man. I don't know what your favorite Panther story is right now. It's kind of hard to beat the Brad Marchand story and what he's been doing. Incredible. The Sam Bennett story is another one. And Big Bob has just been fantastic and their style of play. And a team that just plays together and play a style, and they don't change up on it. They play that style. You're not getting anything different. If you can't handle it, they give you a 6-1. Ask Toronto. They saw a couple of them. Hey, we got to go to break, man. Tell you about Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Hey, I got some numbers I want to throw out to you. You're going to need a company for air conditioning. You're going to need a company for plumbing. And I tell everybody when it comes to Air Around the Clock, 135 trucks on the road every day. They work 7 days a week, and this has been going on for 36 years. 36 years. Big Daddy Lenny started this 36 years ago. We lost him a couple years ago. Boy, I'll tell you what, nobody cared and did it from starting this thing to where it is. He was unbelievable. That's all I can tell you about the guy. I loved him. And his son, Eric's running this thing. And it has not missed a beat, man. The work, the experience, what they do, getting it right. And when it comes to trained and certified technicians for air conditioning problems, whether you need a new air conditioning unit or the one you have fixed, that's why we got a lot of trucks out there with really good people. If you need a plumber, licensed, experienced plumbers, 7 days a week, again, for any of your plumbing problems, inside or outside, we have a lot of air conditioning units, and we have a lot of water heaters for you, and we have a box truck filled with all-size Rheem water heaters, and air conditioning units ready to go for you. So if you have any kind of problems and you need a water heater or an air conditioning unit and you think you're going to have to order it, and it's going to take a few days and it's hot, you don't want a hot house, you go to Aaron Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Part of great service is trying to do same-day installation once you make that call. That's a goal every day. Financing plans also to help you out. Yes, family-owned and going strong with Eric, Mike, Chippy, and all the boys over there. After all these years, they're still there and going strong. Go to 1-888-FIX-MY-AC, 1-888-349-6922. And tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call at Air Around the Clock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Can't wait. I'm sure you feel the same way. I've been saying it for a couple weeks here. If this Panther team finishes this thing out, and it looks pretty good the way they're playing right now, and I understand. It's tough to close out on anybody and get those last two wins, but this team is in a special VIP club here in the history of South Florida sports. They for professional sports. I didn't forget about UM football, but for what they've done and are doing right now in the middle of, and it might not be over after this year. They're going to keep that core together, and they seem to be a real motivated group, and we'll see if they can get some of those guys back. That's contracts are up. But going to a third straight Stanley Cup and winning back-to-back, that's Miami Dolphins stuff from the early 70s. That's Big Three with Chris and Dwayne and LeBron in 4 years, going to the finals 4 straight years and winning 2 championships. 2 of the 4 years they won a championship. I got news for you. They win it this year, and they come back and do it again next year, and that's a whole different club. That's by the way, that's a different club. Put you right up there with a great team. So that's where we are, man, in the history of having all our teams down here, our 4 professional teams. With this Panther team right now and what they've done, giving credit to everybody, starting at the very top with the owner and working your way down to just quality people, quality people. Great hires and quality people, man, is what they've done. And I'll be honest with you, when they got their general manager, I thought to myself, wow, I don't know, Bill Zito, I mean, was he an agent? Now he's going to be a GM. I don't know, agent, like to GM? Guy's been brilliant. Guy is fantastic. I mean, already being talked about, obviously, is one of the great GMs in professional sports, in hockey for sure. And with the coach, Zito, to Paul Maurice, to Matthew Tkachuk, and then everything else, man, that they've added to this team and the pieces that they've brought in for some guys who were really good players on bad teams that wanted out, teams didn't want them. Some other guys, including the trade deadline, just dropped the mic good with what they did there. Starting with that one of the oldest guys on the team, Brad Marchand. Just incredible what he's doing. He and that famous third line, man, just amazing. So this stuff has been incredible, incredible. By the way, Dolphins minicamp practice today. I think they've got it tomorrow unless Mike decides to do something different, which, I mean, he could put them all on a bus and go swing golf clubs or do something else for team building. But we'll see, man. It's all good. all sounds good. Love what everybody's talking about and better culture and guys like each other more. But at some point, it's going to come down to, do you have enough talent? Can you win? And all the things that these guys we've talked about. Can you win late in the year? Can you win big games against good teams on the road? Can you play well in cold weather? All those things, those guys, they got to be sick of hearing about, along with being late. All right. Hey, we got more stuff coming up here. We're not done. Omar Kelly's going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about minicamp and get his take on a lot of different topics with the team, starting with Tua Tagovailoa, who we'll hear from as well. So we'll have all that for you coming up here in just a moment. But first, before I do want to take a second to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, I got to tell you, the all-new Equinox, unbelievable. Electric Equinox 2 SUV, we got them both for you. They are fantastic. They are loaded. They got plenty of space for you and your family. Midsize SUV. But I got to tell you, man, the SUV family has never looked better across the board, from Tahoes and Suburbans, the big, big boys to, I call it the Tahoe's little brother, because it's just a little bit smaller. The 2025 Traverse, right over the great truck family that we have, the Silverado, the durable, strong Silverado trucks. We make a truck perfect for you and your lifestyle. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.